Larry joins us now to continue a series of articles he's been writing for the Buzz on Biz newspaper and website called Improving Communication Skills. Larry, welcome back in.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
I'm well now. There we go. Once I got that cleared up, I'm doing well. Things okay right in your part of the world?
Very good. Yep. Weather's getting nice and spring-like.
Yeah, we had to drag John in kicking and screaming from the golf course. I think he was looking for day four in a row or something like that. As part of really a New Year's resolution, you started writing a series of articles for the Buzz on Biz about improving communication. That is probably the most vital thing there is, and it would make a great New Year's resolution. And you pointed out to us, not just in business, but in personal life also, if you can communicate better, things are going to just generally run more smoothly. So let's pick up with part four, and successful people typically are good communicators.
In part four, I write about one of the keys to being a great communicator is your listening skills and your observation skills. Basically, if you want to speak and write better and know what you're talking about, you need to listen to your audience and you need to observe the people and the situations you're in so that you can speak and write intelligently.
And Larry, is that because communications is a two-way street? I mean, you're not a lecturer, in front of a classroom, but even then that lecturer has to pay attention to his or her audience, I suppose, to make sure that he's not losing them, he's not putting them to sleep or anything. It's always a two-way, so it's not just you talking, but you're absorbing information also?
Well, that's right. But if you are going to lecture, you really must know what you're talking about. You must know who you're talking to. You must talk on their level, not above them or beneath them.
You know, Larry, you talk a lot about listening, and I got into a conversation with somebody about this over the weekend, and it was chastised a bit. It has always been a conscious effort on my part. When in a social situation, a cocktail party, a gathering or whatever, I do nothing but ask questions of the other person. And I'll be honest with you, there's a bit of a game in my head going on with that. But first of all, the last thing I want to do is hear myself talk more about me. But the other thing you notice is people love to talk about themselves. And it's also interesting in my game to wonder if they come back asking about me. And they rarely do.
Really? Well, that's interesting. And you're right. People do like to talk about themselves. For example, if you're dating and you're looking to find a good partner, you want to find someone that not only wants to talk about themselves, but wants to ask questions and find out about you. If they're interested, they're going to want to communicate well, and they want to ask questions.
But back to listening being an important part of it.
Yeah, well, you want to ask questions, and you want to really pay attention to what the answers are, not only what they say, but the tone in their voice, their body language, all that are clues as to what they really think.
We're listening to more than the words you say in the article. You say listen and observe to what the other party's current situation is. Listen to what their goals are, what their challenges are, what their desires are. So you're not just listening to the words that come out of their mouth. You're trying to actually get information, correct?
Yeah, and it's also good to find out what their problems and challenges are, because what attracts people to others is you get attracted to people that can help you. If you show an interest in someone else and find out what their problems are, and if you can help them work through it in ways that they have not achieved before, they're going to become attracted to you and want to be around you and want to help you in return, hopefully, if it's a healthy relationship.
And that's great if you're looking for a business relationship. Sounds like it'd be key for a salesperson to me, Larry.
Ironically, this kind of relationship applies to whether you're looking for a partner or a spouse or a business partner or an employee. It implies to any kind of human-to-human situation.
How about nonverbal communication? Are there cues, body language, that sort of thing?
Well, sure. Some people look you in the eye when they're talking. Some people, you notice, never look you in the eye. That may mean something. It may mean that they're shy. It may mean that they're trying to hide something. Maybe they just don't realize that that's what they do, and they don't mean anything by it. It's hard to sometimes figure things out, but when I'm working with a client that does not look me in the eye, I will bring that up to them and ask them, do they realize that you don't seem to look people in the eye when you're talking? If I'm working to try to help people to communicate better, that's an important quality to look someone in the eye, and that gives you a feeling of confidence.
And you mentioned, Larry, observing the other people, and it ties into what you were just saying about folks not looking you in the eye. If you observe that you're losing somebody, a great suggestion, you ask for their feedback immediately. hey, what do you think about that? And that kind of reengages them in the conversation and forces them to pay attention.
Well, yes. In fact, if they realize that you're going to do that or may likely do that, it's going to increase the chances that they're going to pay attention.
All right. I don't want to get in trouble with half of our audience here, so I'm just going to say that some people in some conversations that I've had, some people tend to be more emotional than others. Well, maybe we got left brains and right brains. I won't break it down to genders. How do you adjust when you're dealing with somebody who maybe is the discussion is more emotional for them than logical?
That's a good question. Sometimes emotions can get in the way, as you're saying, in a conversation. If the conversation gets too heated, it often doesn't go well. And it's important to try to calm the other person down. It depends on the situation. It depends on the person you're talking to. There's no necessarily easy answers or one rule that works all the time. It's an art and a science on how to communicate with other people.
In summary, Larry's article says pay close attention to the other parties, listen and observe them before, during, and after important communications have taken place, and that's a great idea. Listen to what they say after the official discussion, so to speak, is done. This will greatly enhance your chances for mutual success, and that is, as you might remember from part one, mutual success is what you want. You want things to work out for both parties. You don't want to have a clean sweep for one side or the other. Larry, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for what you do for the Buzz on Biz. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you again.